What up? And welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, baby.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Let me tell you something right now. Okay? We only have 3 more episodes until the big 6-hour spectacular. So everybody, you better be ready. Now, joining me tonight, this lovely guest, who it's always an issue, and we will probably get to that in a moment, is always something going on, but we're glad that she's here. She graced us with her presence. Everybody knows her. Everybody loves her. She is the royal, the regal, the brilliant, the beautiful Queen Stephanie. Here we go. Everybody, yeah, everybody bow. Definitely bow today. She ain't taking it today. Yeah, wave. Wave to everybody. Everybody wave. Yay.
What song is that?
How you gonna ask what song it is? You've heard it 12 times.
I think you played it longer than you did the last time.
That's your theme song. What do you mean? What?
Also, I don't appreciate you lying on my name.
What part of it was a lie?
All of it.
Which was the brilliant, beautiful royal regal?
There's always an issue. There's always something
there's
that comes
not,
up. That's not even
there's
true.
There's not an issue. So you
that's
weren't.
Not even
so
true.
You didn't tell
so
me.
Last episode, I was supposed to be on this last episode last weekend. I showed up and I said, hey, I'm going
to
be
we'll get to that in
late.
A second. We'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. First of all, the issue today was you're going to call me at 7:57 and be like, yo, where's my link? Chop, chop. Where's my link to the show? I'm like, I'll send it to you in 2 minutes. So I send you the link a little late, a tad little late.
At 8:05.
You're getting your stuff together. And then I hear, do you want your food now? I was like, huh? Who's getting food? And then Dre brings over this plate full of food, not like a snack. It was like a plate full of food. Like, bro, you ready to start? I'm like, we ain't gonna, you know there's no eating on the show. So you're gonna
you
come
never told me that, first of all.
You know there's no eating on the show.
You never told me that.
That is
never.
Unprofessional. We're not even that professional, but that's incredibly unprofessional to eat on the show.
Listen,
with it. To eat a meal?
I
can see if you're like,
bites,
yo, I got
know,
a
here
few.
And there.
Huh?
I could have done a few bites here and there.
And we got to hear the plate. We got to hear the cling, cling. No. It's not. It's
no,
not,
there wasn't going to be any cling,
this
cling.
This is not
the plate
a
isn't
muck
even like, it's
bang.
Not even like a part plate.
This is not a mukbang. Okay? You go to Nikado Avocado's channel if you want to do that. So
I don't ever
now I had to sit there and I had to wait for you to be finished with your food like a peasant.
I didn't finish my food.
You were done. Or did you just know? Did you just notice me waiting for you? So you just
right here, ended. Sir.
Oh my god! Look how much macaroni's left. Because you didn't like it.
It was spicy.
That's because you didn't like the. I don't know why y'all would make macaroni spicy. It makes no sense.
I didn't mean to make it spicy. I just wanted a little bit of a kick, and I accidentally
why do you need a kick in your
macaroni?
I don't understand why you need a kick in your macaroni. I don't understand why you need a kick in your macaroni. It doesn't make any sense. But listen, let me tell you what doesn't make sense. Also, I have something I want to bring up right now. Something I have a big issue with. Okay, a major issue with a big problem, and I need to express it to the audience right now so they can understand what just transpired the other day. Now, okay, listen. Stephanie was given a hypothetical question the other day, and the question was, if there was a way that you can be rid of, and you already know what I'm about to say. You're smiling. If there was a way that you can get rid of the painful and unpleasant symptoms of your period while keeping the good ones like, you know, excretion of the negative things in your body, but you don't have the cramps and the aching and the bleeding and this and that. If you can get rid of that and keep the good stuff, but you'd have to get rid of Dre for the rest of your life, right? That was the first question. So you have to, you can get rid of all that, but in return, you have to give up Dre. And what did you say?
No.
No. And then I said to give up your sister. And what'd you say?
No.
Okay. Then I said, Mo, and what'd you say?
Bye.
Yeah, I could see that. Because you talked to Mo like maybe twice a year. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Justin, you said?
Bye.
Yeah, I could see that. You talk. Justin don't even like you. Every time we FaceTime with him and he sees your name there, I'm not answering this. He doesn't answer. I don't understand it. You rub him the wrong way. There's something about that. But then I asked you if... For you to get rid of all the negative symptoms of your period, but you have to get rid of me. What did you say?
I said, bye, Thomas.
What the fuck? How could you say that?
Listen, it's painful.
We talk every single day.
I can't say
we have fun
yes to every everybody. Like I can't. Day? I can't keep everybody. Like I gotta get rid of the freaking symptoms somehow.
Okay, so I didn't really realize that I was this expendable to you.
You're not expendable.
Obviously,
like,
I'm expendable,
you know,
because you've had your period for how long now? You've been a woman for 12?
So it's been 11 years.
11 years of your period. You could, and then what? You got like maybe 20 more till menopause, right? So then that's that's like a whole new thing. So you can't keep, you can't just deal with it for 20 years.
That's a lot of time.
Let me tell you this right now.
A real period?
I have asked other women, and they said they would not do that to me. They would keep me around because they've had the period already. They understand it.
Yes, but everybody doesn't experience the same period.
So you, she said it was horrible. Her period's horrible, but she would not abandon me, and you would abandon me, and I find that to be rude, disrespectful, and very, 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 very hurtful.
Because I want to die on my period.
And so you would get rid of...
You want me to want to die every single month.
But you're not going to die. That's the
thing. No, like... I might actually kill myself.
So let me ask you this. What can I do to become a better friend? Because obviously I'm not a good enough friend to you.
No, you are a good friend. First of all, what can I do? You know what? Actually, you could fucking listen to me because you don't fucking listen.
I listen. What are you talking about? I don't listen.
No,
I listen.
Every 5 seconds says, oh, you know, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not even paying. I don't even know a word you said.
What are you talking about?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't even hear a word you said.
Tell the audience what that means.
I have no idea
what
you're talking about.
Tell the audience what that means. What are you talking about? I don't say that.
Yes, you do. Every single time that I tell him a story, and he literally will ask me a question about something. And then I'll tell him, I'll sit there and I will take my time to explain to him the answer that he wanted. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I don't even hear a word you said. The fuck you asked me the question for then?
Let me tell you, that is a character flaw, and I don't just do it to you. I do it to a lot of people. I'll do it on the show. I'll ask a question. I'll be like, and I'll just start thinking of something else immediately. And I'll be like, why did I even ask that? I'm not even going to pay attention to what the fuck they just said.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a character flaw that is not directly at you. I do it to everybody. And some people I don't say it to. Like a lot of people, I don't even give the respect of letting them know I didn't hear what they said. I'll just be like, oh, or I'll just, you know, repeat the last thing they said. I'm like, oh, really? Like that? And then they're like, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times I don't even tell them. I give you the respect of being like, yo, honestly, I'm not even going to lie to you. I got no idea what you just said.
Listen, I appreciate it.
Because I want you to repeat it so that I can then hear it, compute it, and then respond.
I appreciate the fact that you let me know. However, you will say the same thing 2 or 3 times to me in a row. And I'm going to be like, forget it, Thomas. Forget it. Like, what the fuck do you... You don't want to know.
What do you mean I'll say that? What do you mean I'll say the same thing to you 2 times in a row?
Yes, you have definitely said that to me 2 times in a row. So, and I'm like, all right, Thomas, forget it. Like, just forget it. Because it's not worth it. It's not. I'm not going to keep repeating myself. One thing about me, I hate repeating myself. I hate repeating myself. So if I repeat myself one time, you got that one time, fine. But after that one time, I'm going to beat the shit out of you because now you're pissing me off.
Okay, Amber Heard, relax. All right? Nobody's
gonna I'm not going to shit on your bed. I'm just going to beat the shit out of you.
That's Amber Heard is also guilty of that, I think. Or she's alleged of that.
I don't know much about the case. So.
So let me tell you this right now. You know what? I hate people that eat on the show, so I guess we're even.
Okay, but I'm not eating.
Okay, you were eating, and you were going to if I allowed that behavior. Now, let me tell you this.
I'm about to take a bite.
That's
now.
One character flaw, and that is a justification. Bite. That's justification for you to throw me away to the wolves for a symptom-free period?
Yes.
Is there anything? What else can I do? Explain. What else could I work on to become a better friend to you?
You can be a woman.
I mean,
and understand.
Look at the
pain.
Way I act. I mean, I'm halfway there.
You don't act like
I'm
a
about
woman.
90% there.
You don't act like
what
a woman.
What are you talking about?
You know, everything that we have to experience is painful. Y'all get everything.
Okay,
easy.
But you're not. But there's certain people you're not giving up, and I'm one of the people you are.
Only
giving, so obviously,
man that I'm not
so
giving
obviously
up is
I am expend. You're not going to give up your father.
Well, those two men. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, and I'm sure there's other no men you would not give up. And listen, just because I'm a man, that's sexist. What you're saying?
Yeah,
sexist. Huh? I'm not sexist. So why would you be
yes,
sexist?
Yes, you are.
I'm not,
let's
how am
talk
I sexist?
About how you are over here talking about how Dre doesn't belong in the kitchen. I belong
okay,
in the
wait,
kitchen.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I'm a woman. That's
we're gonna,
a woman's job.
We're going to get to that in 1 second. Because I do have that written down
to ask something along those lines. But I'm not sexist. And I will prove that. Okay?
Okay.
I will prove that. Let me tell you this right now. There's nothing I can do, is what I'm saying.
I gave you a few things. Did you not listen to what I said?
How am I? What am I going to get? A sex change? I don't want to do that. I like being a man. I like having a male body. The inside, who knows what's going on here, but the male body I enjoy. Okay.
Fine. The only
whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me say, I did not mean to say the male body I enjoy, because I know they're going to clip that. I meant to say I enjoy living in a male body.
I mean, okay? You can enjoy a male body too. That's
okay. I don't enjoy that. I don't look at that. I don't like that. I don't touch that. I don't like anything about that.
I'm not fluid.
Let me tell you further. I'm very centered, grounded. I'm not fluid.
All right.
Grounded in my masculine.
It's okay if you are, though, is all I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so how long have you been living with Dre now?
It's been 2 months, I think, almost.
2 months.
Probably 2 months.
You know, you were talking about how I said, oh, Dre shouldn't be in the kitchen. But let me ask you this question. Let's get an update. How have you been doing with your womanly duties in the house? Because I know. So I just want you to explain yourself how you've been doing.
Womanly duties?
You know what I mean.
Please.
I want you to explain. I want you to explain how you've been doing, because let me tell you, I've been seeing some things.
Explain to me what womanly duties. Explain to me and the rest of the audience what womanly duties are. Tell me what they are.
Well, I'm saying, you know, typically, you know, you'd be cooking. You'd be straightening up, you know. Things of that nature, cleaning, cooking. So, and I'm just saying that I've seen Dre in a lot of positions like that, and I have not seen you in many of those. It's a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know, why is that?
First of all, because there's no such thing as a woman's job. Dre can cook. I can cook. We can all cook. We can all cook for ourselves.
I mean, he can, but I'm just saying he's spending.
Responsible for somebody else's.
I'm just saying that he's spending an extraordinarily odd amount of time in the kitchen when you're there. Like I'll be on the phone and he'll be cooking and you're sitting there. And I'm just like, like, you know. Is she,
I cook the majority of our meals.
Is she disabled or what's happening here?
First of all, I cook the majority of our meals, but that's
That is so untrue.
No, I promise. It's actually true. I swear to God.
You cook the majority of the meals.
I do. You can
I
ask
must
Dre
not
too.
Be around. I talk to you guys like 14 hours a day.
When the meals are being made, I make most of the meals. Now, if it's quick stuff like fried rice or whatever, like because the rice is already cooked, it's in the fridge. You know, just
what did you cook
up.
Out of that meal just now?
Everything.
You didn't cook the chicken, did you?
Yes, I did. I made the chicken.
Okay, let me ask you this. And you burned the chicken.
It's a little bit burnt, but it's not like bad.
You burned
it's
the
just
chicken.
Because our stove is kind of, it's is not really that, like. Burnt.
You know, you are like, this is okay. Let me bring this up as well, because you're telling me that you are performing your womanly duties. What you're saying?
What I'm saying is that those are not womanly duties. I'm doing my part, and he's doing his part. He cooks for me sometimes. I cook for him.
Okay,
sometimes.
Let me ask you this, because you are a woman, and I feel like these are things that should be kind of second nature to you already. Especially cooking. And I've
so you
noticed,
told me that I fucked up because the chicken got
burnt.
Well,
hold on, not just the chicken. I've noticed on two occasions the chicken was burnt, and it's, you know, unacceptable, because you should have this nailed down by now, this housewife thing. And you know, before that, I noticed a big boo boo the other day. You are Latin, right?
Yeah.
And you messed up the rice in such a way where it wasn't even redeemable.
The rice was just not good.
It was irredeemable. You could not fix it.
I
so as a Latin woman, that's unacceptable.
Dre enjoyed the rice.
Let me tell you right now. I make rice all the time. I never mess it up. Never.
That's good. I'm glad that you
never ever
mess up your rice. I'm glad.
But why do we need to take you to like some kind of class?
No, I make my rice perfectly fine. That day was just a bad day, and it was just. That rice, for some reason, wasn't cooking because
so
Dre
you're
tried
saying
cooking
is
it too.
You
Dre
are
tried
performing...
cooking it too, and it wasn't. It just wasn't cooking properly. So.
What you're saying is you are performing your womanly duties. It's just that you have some bad days, and a lot of times I just don't witness it. But you are doing your duties.
I guess in your words, yeah. Since you want to talk about womanly duties and manly duties or whatever. Dre does the majority of the cleaning, though, I will say.
I don't understand why that's a thing.
I do the majority of the cooking. He does the majority of the cleaning.
I don't think that should be a thing, but, you know, we'll have to talk
but
to
I
about
do
that.
A lot of the, like, actual, like, organizing and stuff like that.
Do you? Mm-hmm. What do you organize?
Yes.
What? No, what do you organize?
Oh, like the pantry, where the plates and the cups go, the closet.
So you feel like you should be commended for something like that?
I'm not saying I should be commended. I'm saying that for he cleans that and I organize.
Something that is basically, you know, put upon you.
Something because you think that's a womanly duty. So
you're saying you need your flowers for something.
I want to hear you again tell me that you're not sexist or that you...
I'm not sexist. I'm just saying, you know, I feel like that's a thing that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm. So you think there are specific gender roles?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, you could lean like this. I guess in that sense, yeah. Mm. I guess you do have a role. Well, there's nothing wrong with a role. A role is good. It's a good role.
No, because you're telling me what I'm expected to do.
It's not expected, obligated, basically. But so let me ask you this. Worse. So you guys are insane. You and Dre, you guys are, I mean, for multiple things. I just saw you rape him yesterday on FaceTime. That was disturbing.
You did not rape him.
You didn't rape, okay. You were on his body doing things that I cannot speak of. And he was saying, I do not consent. And you were saying, you need this, you like this. So, what does that sound like to you? But let's backpedal a little bit. You two are insane. Not just for that. But because you have a fucking dishwasher sitting right there. And this is another thing that really irks me. You have a dishwasher sitting there. And instead of you washing them, instead of you putting them in the dishwasher, you're washing them.
Yeah.
And Dre's washing them.
Yeah.
What's that about? You have a machine. You have a machine there that will do it for you. And then you're not even doing it. Dre's doing it.
So what's the point? I wash dishes.
I've never seen it.
You never see anything, Thomas. All of a sudden,
I've never seen that.
You think that you're here for everything that
we
do?
Well, let me ask you this.
Are you here when we're sleeping? Are you here when we're cleaning? Are you here every single time? No,
we already discussed the cleaning part of you and him have cleaning roles, but let's go to the dishwasher. Why is there a fucking machine, a perfectly working dishwasher there, and you two scoundrels are not using it?
Because we're perfectly good working dishwashers as well.
That is...
Now you know you're retarded.
How you got a machine there? That's like you have your washer machines there for your clothes. And that's like you and Dre go, let's go down to the river and let's wash our clothes.
I hand wash my underwear.
Because it's delicate.
No, just because it's just what I do. Well, I go in the shower and I hand wash.
You could say that again. It should be what you do. But here's the thing.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Okay, Amber Heard, relax.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, why?
You should have an Amber Heard.
Why do you prefer hand washing dishes other than a dishwasher? Because let me tell you something right now. I grew up with a dishwasher. Okay. All you need to do is wipe it a little bit and make sure you rinse it.
I grew up eating chicken with just salt.
No. I did not grow up eating chicken with salt. My parents know how to season. I do that. Mm-hmm. I put just salt on my chicken. Don't put that on my parents. My parents are fantastic chefs. Okay. Especially my mom. So you see what I mean there? You see what I'm saying there? I mean, so there you go. But I don't understand.
But you mentioned that your dad cooks though. So do you think that
he does cook.
Not manly because he cooks?
I didn't say he's not manly. I'm just saying, you know, my mom should pull more weight around the kitchen if she's not doing so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And she knows. I tell her that. But let me tell you this. I grew up with a dishwasher and it had come out perfectly fine. You don't have to do anything. You just... It's like a maid. And you're not using it? You're not utilizing that?
Nah, we prefer to wash it ourselves.
My freaking sink got messed up the other day to the point where I could not wash the dishes. And you would think, like, I'd be distressed. I was happy as a fucking clam. I said, well, I don't got to wash dishes. This is fantastic.
I would be upset.
Now there's an excuse for me not to wash these dishes. Because I don't have a dishwasher now that I moved. But when I had one for, like, you know, 26 years, I was in heaven. Now I can't stand that I don't have a dishwasher now. And it was like a week of my dishes sitting there and I was like, I don't gotta do nothing. I'm about to go to Walmart and just get 1,000 plastic plates and spoons. So I don't have to wash
anything. You're bugging.
That's what I was gonna do when I first moved in there. That I just never did. But I feel like I should do that now because it's getting tiresome washing dishes.
I mean, I get it.
I don't like it.
But I do prefer to wash than to put it in the dishwasher.
Okay, well, if you do that. Well, you put them in. You wash them to put them in the dishwasher.
No, I prefer to wash them. over putting them in the dishwasher.
Well, the one thing I will say is it is kind of therapeutic once you get into it. Like if you have, I can be in my thoughts once I'm actually into washing dishes.
Your and back doesn't hurt when you're doing the dishes?
What is my back? What are you saying? That because I'm not used to doing it, that I'm weak?
No, my back hurts when I do the dishes.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you?
I guess I'm like hunching forward.
Yeah, maybe you should straighten up a little bit.
But like, I feel like I have to get close to the dishes to see it.
Well, you don't have to. Why don't you just get close to, like, just bring them to you when you're done cleaning it?
That's true.
Why are you looking at it like you're like looking at a freaking microscope, bending over like a scientist? There's no need for that. That's absurd.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever that means. I don't know what that is. So you're not going to relent on that. You're never going to use your dishwasher.
No.
It's insanity. That beautiful piece of technology is sitting right there, and you will not utilize it.
We good. Thank
you're
you. Not,
you're insane.
Now you know you're retarded.
That's dropped specifically for you and Dre.
Nah.
Let me ask you this, right? So I'm watching my new favorite show, Love After Lockup. It's the best. It's got to be the best show out there.
Nah.
Where you haven't even seen it. Okay.
Yeah, I know, but it's
so how are you gonna say nah?
Because it doesn't sound good.
I was literally about to explain it, and you didn't even let me explain it. You didn't even.
Oh, you've explained it to me before.
Okay, well, let me explain it to the audience. So basically, it follows couples, one being in prison, one being out of prison, and the one couple, one guy either. Yeah, usually they come out of prison. Yeah, because Love After Lockup. They come out of prison and they follow their relationship after that, and usually it goes horrifically wrong, and there's a lot of crazy things that transpire between the couples because a lot of times the person that was in prison was using the person out of prison. They had like a bunch of girlfriends or guy friends and they were just using them for money while they were in there. So sometimes they like actually stay together a little bit and they use them some more. And sometimes right when they come out, they're like, oh yeah, like, I just need some time to chill. I need some, like they've been talking for 4 years. Like, oh, I love you. I can't wait to see you and be around. As soon as they meet up, I just need some alone time. You know, it's just not the right time to be around right now. I need to gather my thoughts and stuff. And then they go and they're banging somebody else. But that's besides the fact. Go check out that show. Somebody just got knocked out on that show, by the way. It was great. Like two guys came to pick up the same girl and she totally kissed the other guy. She totally kissed one guy. And then the other guy came and knocked him out. And then she went with the guy that knocked him out. Even though she just kissed that guy. And she's like, oh, it wasn't really, that guy was just a friend. I was like, why aren't you just kissing him on the mouth? What is this, fucking friends?
Some people kiss friends in the mouth.
Let me tell you, I've never done that, and I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
I have a friend that does that.
Who kisses you on the mouth? Tell me and Dre right now. Is it a man?
I'm not telling you.
It's a man?
I don't know.
How do you not know if it's a man or a woman?
I know if it's a man or a woman, but I'm not saying.
Dre.
Dre doesn't hear you.
I'm going to tell him right now. We got to fix this now. I don't like that at all. Is he not going to answer me? Seriously? Yo, Dre.
What you want?
Stephanie says she got a friend that kisses her on the mouth.
Yeah, it's me.
You ain't her friend. He don't want to play along. All right, well, he could live in ignorance then. I'm going to find out who this is. I don't like that at all.
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me if it's a man or woman?
No.
Okay, well, let me... listen, Dre could live in ignorance, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be fine. He's not in the mind, right, Dre?
Yeah, it's me.
No, it's not you.
See, I told you it's not him.
He doesn't. He doesn't believe you.
He doesn't. You just said it. You just admitted that they have a friend.
Yeah, but he doesn't believe me.
Oh, he doesn't believe you.
He doesn't believe me or you.
Okay. Well, anyway, do you enjoy Dre's pheromones?
I don't know what pheromones are.
That's like his natural scent. Like if he walked around, if he just came back from the gym. And like his armpits were sweating or something. Do you like his smell?
Do I want sweaty smell?
Like, do you like the way he naturally smells?
Not sweaty.
Do you like the way he naturally smells?
Yeah.
But you never smelled him like when he came back from basketball?
Yeah, I have. He doesn't, I'm not going to say he's like.
And it didn't turn you on?
Good, but no.
So why, this is another reason you guys are insane. Why were you digging in his belly button yesterday? And smelling his belly button.
I didn't dig in his belly button, first of all. I did not dig in his belly button, first of all. Yes? Why would you even say that? Like, that's such a motherfucking lie.
You didn't smell his belly button yesterday.
I smelled it. I didn't dig in it.
Belly buttons are like notoriously the worst things on the body to smell.
It didn't smell bad. It didn't smell bad.
That's because you enjoy his pheromones.
No, he had cologne in it.
What? What?
He sprays something in it.
In his belly button. Mm-hmm. What does he think? Who's digging in there?
I don't know, but
obviously you. So did you stick your finger? No, I don't dig in his belly button. You stuck your finger in there like that?
No, I do.
You smelled it?
Ugh. I don't do that. You want to eat some more?
What did he say?
See, he enjoyed my food. Thank you.
Because he has to say that if he wants to sleep in the bed tonight.
No, that's not true. I would prefer for him to tell me if he didn't like it.
I don't think Dre didn't like something before. I don't think Dre would tell you if he doesn't like something.
Dre, have you ever not liked something that I made?
Not like that. Your food's good.
Such a lie. Gotta be lying. She never really fucks up. I just found two instances, and I said them on the show just now. How did she never really fuck up? He said you never really fuck up. I just named two.
What were the two?
The chicken and the rice. No,
the chicken is good.
I see blackness around the edge, and I see some blackness on the top of it, which is burnt, which is no good.
It tastes very good.
And the macaroni and cheese was, you made flaming hot mac and cheese. That's not supposed to be like that. And now she's eating on the show disrespectfully.
So good.
Disrespectful. Let me ask you this, right? I'm going to wrap up right now, but I have to ask you this question. Because I saw this interesting article. It was actually not very interesting at all. And I don't know why the New York Post published it. It was like a day where they had nothing to publish at all. But I read it. So I guess then that's why they published it, because somebody read it. It was me.
Somebody read it, right.
They did this article about a woman who was talking about a Hinge date where the guy asked her for the first date to go to Target. What do you feel about that? How would you feel if a man was like, yo, what up? You guys talking? And he's like, he basically told her, like, let's go to Target so in case it doesn't work out, we can grab a few things. How would you feel about a proposition like that?
No.
You wouldn't like that?
But I will say, though, I understand, like, his reasoning for it. But, like, I feel like that's why people have, like, coffee dates. You know, you can have a coffee, you know, sit at the coffee shop, drink a mug of coffee. And then if you don't, you know, you're not vibing, you guys get out.
But Target is a great place.
Yes, but see, what the fuck are we going to do? Walk around Target and just talk?
Yes, you could be like, oh, you like that cereal? I love it.
I had a first date in Walgreens once.
What? Okay, that's even tacky. That's tacky. What do you mean first date in Walgreens?
Yeah, it was very...
He asked you to go to Walgreens?
Yeah.
And you went, so you'd go to Target.
Because I guess it didn't necessarily... No, how did he propose that?
How did he propose that?
It was from Tinder.
And he said, yo, I need to go pick up some stuff. Let's go to Walgreens.
He was in the area and he was like, oh, like, let's meet up at Walgreens. It was kind of like it wasn't necessarily like a date, I guess. It was like a meetup, I guess. But we met up at Walgreens. He said hi to me, whatever. And then we walked around Walgreens for like a few minutes and then we left and we went to the park. This was the same guy that...
Oh, that's the same guy. I was going to say, is this like, because I was about to say, then you had two odd first dates.
No, that was the same guy.
Did he get you? And he didn't buy you anything from Walgreens. See, that would be the move I would do if I was gonna go to Walgreens with somebody. I'd be like, you know, you tell me what you want, and we'll buy it, and then we'll go sit in the park.
Not even candy, nothing. Like he didn't get me no.
That's how
no
I would food, do.
No candy, no nothing. And we just sat in the park and talked. And he was boring as hell.
Oh no, you didn't sit in the park and talk. He rode the slide and did the jungle gym and everything in front of you. That's what he did.
Yeah,
that wasn't no talking. He was.
We sat down at the table for a little bit, but then he started playing.
What did he discuss? He started playing. What did you discuss?
He told me that he worked at a pizzeria or something like that. That he's from a certain place, and what else did he say?
So he was verbal diarrheaing on you.
No, we started talking about certain things, but like he said, I think he was Russian or something like that.
I mean, he wasn't asking you anything.
No, he asked me some stuff. I answered. I don't remember what the fuck I told him, but yeah.
So that was an interesting first date at Walgreens. It was
not interesting.
What did he grab?
Nothing.
Why did you go? Oh, you met up at Walgreens, but you didn't go in?
We went inside for like a second. We walked down like a couple aisles, but that's it. We walked out.
What kind of, what the hell? I can't walk into any store without like without buying something.
It was just strange. It was very weird.
I went into, if I cannot go into Stewart's for one thing, it's impossible. I need to buy five things. That's my gas station up the street that I love so much. My favorite place. My favorite place in Utica. It's great. Get a lot of interesting people there, and I buy everything I need right there. Right now, they're out of peach iced tea, and I absolutely hate that, and I am having withdrawals right now.
Because you drank all of it.
What am I supposed to do with it? Look at it?
You drank all of their peach iced tea, I'm saying.
Oh, well, I haven't been buying from them lately. So somebody else is in the neighborhood is a peach iced tea addict. I need to find out who it is so I can handle them. So we can discuss.
First of all, you probably need to lay off that peach iced tea.
Because?
Because you drink it way too much.
And what's going to happen?
It's not good for you. Drink more water.
I drink a lot of water and you know that.
I know, but focus more on water than juice.
Yeah, look at water right here.
There you go.
And now some Stewart's iced tea. Cheers. Let me tell you, I would like a first date at Target. It seems nice, especially the one that has the Pizza Hut and the Starbucks in it, because that's, you know, an addition to the date. You can go on the side where the Starbucks is. I think this was a very smart man, and you can pick up.
Let's not go to Pizza Hut. That's nasty.
You don't have to. We can go to Starbucks. That's fine. Okay, they have muffins and stuff there. It's just more. Well, it's probably not more expensive than the Pizza Hut in the Target, but I think that was a great idea. And she said they're planning a second date. So isn't that lovely? Let me tell you who I would not go to Target with ever again. You. Ever again. Because last time we went to Target for one thing, and all I wanted was a freaking Starbucks. And you're like, oh, wait, we'll go to Starbucks 2 seconds. Just give me 2 seconds. And you're like, oh, I need batteries.
I need a light bulb.
My man was looking for light bulbs.
First of all, no, shut the fuck up.
Look for light bulbs on your own time, pal.
You never told me that you wanted Starbucks until the end. And then you always want to talk about, oh my God, I'm so hungry. Like, and everything is closed now.
Yeah, because the plan was for you.
You were fucking hungry. The plan. Starbucks. The plan was. I would have been done sooner.
The plan was for us to go into Target, grab whatever the frick you needed, and then we're going to walk out, go upstairs where Chipotle and Starbucks was.
You didn't tell me that.
You knew that was the plan, and you ran over it like a savage. You're like, oh, wait, I need a shower curtain. Oh, wait, I need a stool. Oh, I need a freaking couch.
Did he tell us that he wanted to eat?
Right? Thank you, Dre. Thank you. No. He said he thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dre.
He said at the end.
He said at the end.
Yes, he did. Come here, Dre. Come here.
He said I think he did.
Come here, please. Come on, get my basketball. I'm sorry because he's over here fucking.
None of your teams are even playing.
Dre,
so what? I'm a basketball fan. Fuck you.
When did he tell us? When did he tell us that he was going? He wanted to eat food. When did he tell us that?
I didn't say it at the end.
Don't eat my chicken.
I didn't say it at the end because when we talked about it.
You finished your chicken. You want to eat my chicken now?
Yeah. I don't know why you're eating that burnt chicken. Well, actually, Dre likes food. You know why? You know why you like your food? Because you like your food. You like your food burnt too. You cook your food burnt.
That was only one time, and it was actually.
It was only one time you cook your food burnt. So how do you like your steak then?
Well done.
Burnt. Well done. That's not burnt.
That's burnt.
I don't like.
You need a little blood.
Anyways, Thomas, when the fuck did he tell us that he was hungry?
Back on track, bitch. At the end.
Let me tell you, y'all were really on track on Target because y'all were, let me get a shower curtain. Let me get this battery. Let me get some Nasonex, some Mucinex.
It was curtain rods. I was trying to help him revamp his bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know I was walking into Extreme Home Makeover. I thought I was going to go for a tiny little Target trip. I was unaware of what I was getting into. And let me tell you right now.
Never if you would have told us that you wanted to eat and you wanted some Starbucks.
I did tell you. That's the first thing I told you.
Didn't tell us
I told
that,
your
Thomas.
Man on, that, on the
phone.
I
swear to God, you did not tell us that.
I told you, man on the phone.
Because if you would have told us, I am very responsible. I am very aware of things and I keep things in mind. And if you would have told me that, I would not have spent all that time.
Let me tell you what you don't keep in mind. Because we could finish this right now. Let's end on this because we talked about it in the very, very, very beginning, I think. So last week you were supposed to be on the show. You weren't even supposed to be on that show, by the way. We were supposed to pre-record a show. And we were supposed to start at 9, which was a time set by who?
You.
No, I didn't say 9. You wanted 7. 9.
I said 7.
Okay, and then I said 9. That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but okay, but you agreed to 9, right? And yes. Then you called me and say my friend's coming over. We'll be there at 10. So I said, okay, perfect. I'll sit around. I'll watch some TV. 10:30 comes around. Nada.
But so, I called you.
No, we'll get to that in 2 seconds. I undress because I'm like, it's 10:30. They're not coming. I didn't even get a word, a call.
You didn't even call me, though.
I didn't get a call, a text. If you're responsible, you should call the other person. If you're late for something.
I couldn't call you because I had guests over
you
still.
Couldn't text and say, be late. Stay there. That's it. Be late, stay
My
there.
My phone wasn't near me because I am actually a person that pays attention to their guests. Oh,
I pay attention to my guests. I don't be on my phone when people are in front of me.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
How do you know that? You haven't been in front of me in like a year, 2 years, 3 years.
Thomas.
Let's get back to the topic at hand So mm-hmm. It comes around 11 o'clock mm-hmm. and y'all like, what up? You ready to go? I'm like, no, you said 10 o'clock. I was not given any type of warning. I was not given any type of message for an extension. So I had gotten my stuff and I put it away. And you go, oh, well, I have my stuff out. So whatever, I'll put it away. Then I got up and I got my stuff out. And you go, oh, well, I already put my stuff away. What is
because
your stuff, by the way?
What is now, your don't stuff? Don't blame me. Now, don't fucking blame me. Because now you was like, oh, I already put all my stuff away. You know, now you want to do this. Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, all right, you don't want to do this no more. I got you. Bet. Like, fuck. I don't got to do this. No problem. I put my shit away because I was sitting right here with my mic, with my laptop set up. I was ready for you. And you was like, nah.
You was not ready for me because you'd been ready at 10. Like you said.
But I wasn't
so you
ready
called
at 10
me
I had
and you
a
say,
still.
You could text and say, be there soon.
I did not have my phone.
BTS, be there soon.
That's I did not say. Have my phone.
You tell Dre, hello, Dre. BTS Thomas right now.
Thomas, we wasn't thinking about you.
So okay, so obviously you weren't thinking about me, but you were supposed to be. We don't need to talk about that right now. Okay, that's a whole different topic. Not for the show. That we'll get into a whole different thing. You just said things.
I'm kidding, by the way. I'm kidding.
You said things don't slip your mind and you have things on your mind. You already, that was a guest that came over pretty, like, not, I'm not saying unannounced, but, you know, that was a recent development. So
yeah,
this
it was
show,
unannounced, but
this
she
show,
ended up leaving late because her friend had to stay a little bit over at work.
This show was planned a couple of days in advance, or at least a 24 hours in advance. So that means that this
he told me 24 hours.
That means
in advance.
That this guest made you slip, made the show slip your mind when you said things don't slip your
it
mind.
It didn't slip my mind. It's just
mind.
That I wasn't focused on you, Thomas.
Well, you should have been at least focused on telling me that you weren't going to be here.
I told
and then
you
at
I
11,
was going to be late.
Then
I
at
told
11,
you I was going to be late.
You go, oh, I have my stuff. I have my stuff out. And I said, oh, I put my stuff away. So then you put your stuff away. And I get up and I go, all right, listen, I'll just take my stuff out. And then you're like, oh, I'm not taking my stuff out now. When what is your stuff? A laptop? And one microphone. I have
it
this
was
mic.
All the way
I
at
have
the
this.
Top of my closet
I have
because you
this
told me you didn't want to do this shit.
Big, this big contraption, all these wires. I hook my stuff up in 2 seconds. Bing, 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 done. All you got to do is say, Dre!
You told me you didn't want to do it.
All
you
got to
do,
listen, I've heard you do this many times. Dre! Pass me this. Dre! Pass me that. All you could have said, all you could have said is, Dre! Pass me the mic and the laptop. He would be like, okay, boom. Done. We would have did
didn't
it.
Get
11
up.
O'clock.
He said, nah, I don't want
we
would have
started
up.
At 11:11 magical time, and you did not want to continue the show. I was
no,
ready because I brought my stuff out.
Don't play with me.
I
don't
brought
play with
my
me.
Stuff back
because
out.
Anybody that I told the story to was on my side. Justin Ooh. Even was on my side.
Justin, we didn't even tell Justin.
Yes, we did tell Justin.
When?
The other day we told Justin, and then he was like, oh,
that.
And now you want to change your story. Don't you remember this bullshit?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Now you don't remember
that,
right?
Who else did
right?
we tell? Who else did we tell? Who else did we tell?
Right?
Who else did we tell?
Okay.
Who else did we tell? Who?
Your mom and your
and
friend.
And my mom sat there and looked at us like we were morons. She didn't even respond. She just was like, okay.
My point is, though, that Justin, who is not even always on
Justin,
my side, he's always
listen,
on your
let me
side.
Tell you right now. Justin,
he was on my side.
Justin's judgment is so, like, I would not trust his judgment. I'd barely ask him for anything like
his
that.
His judgment made perfect sense.
Oh, because it coincided with what you thought.
No, it makes yes. perfect sense often. It doesn't always make perfect sense, but neither do you, because the other day, you told me that 2 was a square root of 25. So, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I did say 2 was the square root of 25, but I was just waking up, I think.
No.
And that's I not was, excuse. You know, I'm not a good grid man. I was thinking very quickly, and I quickly said 5. I quickly said 5.
No, you said 4.
I said
4.
5 after that. I didn't say 4.
The yes, fuck? You did.
I would never
you
say
said
4.
4, and then you said 5.
No,
yes.
And this is not about my math. This is not about my math. This is about your timeliness. This is about you being on time and you touting about how you're so organized and so timely. And
I
last
am.
Week,
listen, Thomas,
you dropped
everybody has
the
bad days.
Ball.
Everybody has bad days. I had one bad day, and now you want to talk about
whoa.
How I'm always
whoa,
this,
whoa,
I'm
whoa,
always
whoa.
That.
You always set the time. I give you... You are the only one I give, like, the ball to. I'm like, yo, you could pick any time, basically, and you always pick your time, and how many times are you late? Every time.
Twice.
Every
I've been late twice.
Time.
No, Thomas. First of all, do not play me like that. Do not. I have been late twice, and the two times that I have been late were because of reasons. The first time I was late is because I had to go out with my coworkers. I wasn't going to get out of it because it was my boss that needed to go out with us, and I couldn't get out of that. That's just, and it was very late notice. Second time was that time when my friend came over, and I knew she was coming over, but I didn't know she was leaving that late.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you right now.
Yeah, you're not listening to
I
me. I know because
no,
you're a fucking shitty fucking person.
I got no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck you.
Listen, let me tell you this right now.
Okay. Get off my phone, Thomas. Goodbye.
If I'm not even on your phone.
Get off my laptop, Thomas.
Listen. We're going to end the show now. This has been a great show. This has been
great.
A very lovely
Love
experience.
It.
This is what friendship is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that I'm not a good friend. I'm sorry that I'm not the friend that you think I should be. And I'm also happy to hear that you are performing your womanly duties as you say.
Shut the fuck up.
So you can go to...
I was going
to
say that you are a good friend. And then you said that bullshit.
So you can go to the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel where
you
can see... These video episodes, you can see Stephanie flipping me off right now. We upload the video episodes of the podcast on Friday. Also, go to the Gritty Knows Best Instagram, where you can see Justin, a picture of Justin where he ate freaking 75% of this pie in one day, and he was gorging himself like Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka. You could see the picture of that. You could see pictures of me and Dre as young guys sleeping on the couch and us having fun with our bare faces, no beards, and we look like... Like young kids. So go to the Green Nose Best Instagram. Stephanie, you want to plug your Instagram?
I got a question. What kind of pie was he eating?
It was a fudge pie.
Fudge?
Yeah, that's why he's there. He's like Augustus Gloop over there. It was
Ew.
Thick. It was thick. It was thick. And it was bad. It was no. So you would like to plug your Instagram that you do not upload to?
Why are you playing me like that?
I'm just saying.
I don't post. Okay. My Instagram though is Steph946 STEPH.
Uh-huh. Also, we have the Gritty Knows Best Clips channel on YouTube if that interests you. Okay, we just talked about we just dropped a clip. We talked about Gilbert Gottfried. Rest in peace, Gilbert Gottfried. All right. Peace and love. See you next time.